Heritage
Radio Network at
Heritage Radio Network was at Bonnaroo 2012 to get a sense of how food plays into the four-day, multi-stage camping festival held on a 700-acre farm in Manchester, Tennessee. In its 11th year, Bonnaroo has become the preeminent music and arts festival in the U.S. Known for its communal artistic atmosphere and legendary all-night performances, this machine has been finely tuned into a cultural staple. The event is put on by Superfly Presents, an entertainment agency founded by four college friends from New Orleans. Self-described foodies, the guys at Superfly Presents are also behind the Great Googa Mooga, the food-themed festival in Prospect Park, which celebrated its first year in May 2012. It's clear that food is becoming a bigger focus for Superfly Presents, and that was apparent at this year's Bonnaroo. Throwing Bonnaroo is an enormous undertaking and somewhat of a logistical nightmare. This is especially true for food vendors feeding festival attendees. According to Cindy Dupree from the Tennessee Department of Tourism, more than 80,000 people spend the weekend at the festival grounds, making it temporarily the sixth largest city in Tennessee. This year's festival featured headlining performances from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Phish, and Radiohead. It also included a rare performance from legendary R&B singer D'Angelo, who took the stage in the U.S. for the first time in 12 years on Sunday morning at about 1 a.m.
I've been waiting 12 years to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, D'Angelo.
We caught up with Dapwell of Das Racis, who performed on Saturday, to ask him what he ate on the way down to Tennessee and at the festival.
Hey, I'm Dap from Das Racis here at Bonnaroo 2012. We got here yesterday morning. We were in Kimball, Tennessee at a Comfort Inn. So I walked through the strip mall to China Buffet in Kimball off I-24, and it was very good for what it was. And they had very good service and a very good mint mousse dessert that was very unexpected. And then we were in Bonnaroo, and then I ate in the artist area hospitality food tent. Today I ate sea bass. I had sea bass with chimichurri for the first time. Oh yeah, they had rice. I'm South Indian. I have to eat rice constantly. White rice, giant amounts of quality. Like basmati, not like gross Carolina rice. And they had a giant amount of basmati rice, and I ate probably like a pound of it. Now I feel insane.
Drummer Adam Criscow of the Vermont-based rock band Dispatch shared his food experiences on tour.
I've been vegetarian my whole life. So being a touring musician on the road, it's always really hard to find really great vegetarian food. In the back, they had some veggie burgers and lots of great salad fixings and stuff like that. You never know what you're going to get at a festival. It always varies.
Sierra Leonean singer Giancanabe, who leads the Boo Boo Gang band from New York, describes his second life as the driver of an Ethiopian food truck.
Right now, my second job is food. I work with four Joel brothers in D.C. The first food truck in D.C., the truck that I drive right now is 106 years old, and we sell Ethiopian food, Thailand food, and Indian food. Jara is from Ethiopia. You can't get it nowhere in America. So, I mean, like, any morning, the 8 o'clock flight from Ethiopia.
It flies in.
Flies in with the jara, and then they keep it warm, you bring it, and then we use it.
While good music is always to be expected at Bonnaroo, this year's event featured the second annual Food Truck Oasis, a section of the festival devoted to local and national mobile kitchens serving sustainable and delicious grub. Here's a sampling of what some of the trucks had to offer.
We're Gastropod, Mobile Gourmet from Miami, MIA, where the heat play. We're just serving up the masses, keeping it simple at Bonnaroo. We're just doing a few of our Gastropod menu classics. We've got our Sloppy Jose. It's Jose because there's more Jose's than Joe in Miami. It's just pulled pork on a Martin's potato roll that we toast and we serve it with our stupid slaw and our Q sauce, which is just a take on like a southern barbecue. Pork is just Duroc. We actually braise them in a pressure cooker for 55 minutes, and it just breaks down all the fat and renders it super tender. We're going through like 200 pounds a day of pork.
Oh.
So yeah, we can't really braise it for 6 hours.
Wow.
Or smoke it.
So we are at the Gypsy Queen Cuisine food truck at Bonnaroo, and your name again is?
My name is Susie Phillips.
Awesome.
We are serving Lebanese food. For Bonnaroo, we're not doing any meat. It's strictly vegan, vegetarian. But here we're doing falafel Lebanese style, fried cauliflower, tabbouleh. We're doing quinoa tabbouleh, so it's gluten-free, and hummus.
Surprisingly, sustainability and local sourcing seem to be a common thread that tied these vendors together. But while Bonnaroo may have been an accommodating space for the food trucks, Susie Phillips of Gypsy Queen Cuisine explained how she had to fight for her right to serve food in the streets of Asheville, North Carolina, while shouting out some of her other favorite chefs and restaurants in the area.
I fought the city in the past 2 years because food trucks weren't allowed. And I won September 13th, we passed a new ordinance. So now we're downtown.
So you did that?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy. And so you do serve meat at the food truck in Asheville?
Yeah, we serve lamb from East Fork Farms in Asheville. And then when it's not available, we go to Mountain Memory, which is in Virginia. And then the chicken is from Farside Farms, which is in Asheville.
One last question. If people were going to Asheville, who are some of the chefs you're excited about, some of the restaurants you like out there?
Oh, Jacob Sessoms from Table, he's awesome. Brian Canapelli from Cucina 24 is great. We're all, you know, like-minded. We think local and do amazing things for the people in the community.
Roti Rolls from Charleston, South Carolina served delicious kimchi and curried foods wrapped in Indian flatbreads. Eatbox, also from Asheville, North Carolina, featured gourmet meatballs, and owner Molly Clark had some suggestive yet wise words for the public.
We're raising money for Planned Parenthood this weekend, so we're just encouraging all men to eat box before they wrap their meat.
The food truck oasis wasn't the only place for delicious artisanal food. Bushwick, Brooklyn's critically acclaimed Roberta's Pizza, the very place that Heritage Radio Network broadcasts from, had a mobile pizza unit on the premises. The Roberta staff were a busy bunch. Not only were they feeding festival goers, they catered the artist VIP area and backstage parties for Radiohead, The Roots, The Chili Peppers, and more. We caught pizza guru Anthony Falco for a minute, who had his hands full.
We're equipped to do like 2,000 pizzas a day. We were open today at 10, we're going until 2 a.m.
Wow.
How close did M
Yeah, it's fun. We're just trying to like go 24 hours. Do you have any Adderall?
Food options at large events and festivals have always been less than ideal, and it's good to see the guys behind Bonnaroo trying to turn that habit around. While there is still an overwhelming amount of standard, greasy, frozen then fried festival snacks, there were plenty of other healthy options to be had. Hopefully next year, things will shift even further towards the sustainable side of food. This piece was produced by Jack Inslee, Jesse Kiefer, and Jason Colucci for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.